Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James. Here I am joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Good stuff on the way for you. Got some entertainment news. We're going to talk a little bit about a bar in California, suggesting a tip that turned into a That Ain't Right story.
Aww.
It's the end of an era at Target, considering checks.
Saw that one coming.
And it's Pina Colada Day, so we got to talk about that one, too. But
where to get a pina colada?
Now, there's a that's a good question. That's a very good question.
Do they serve them at 9:04 in the morning?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and call up and let us know, 715-424-2600. And this is something, so when we have an entertainment section, I letting the audience know, a lot of this is about us being able to talk about local theater or local artists, musicians and acts and different events that are going on locally. So I try not to spend too much time on bigger stories. And I really, part of how I edit that is, well, I'm not going to talk about relationship stuff. I'm not going to talk about, you know, tabloid stuff or anything like that. If that interests you, to each their own. You got millions of sources to find that information out. Mm-hmm. But every once in a while, there is a story that has some legs to it, and I am curious of what you or the audience thinks, and that's where we land here. In Touch magazine claims that so Will Smith still has 8 years to go before his 10-year Oscar ban for slapping Chris Rock is over, but apparently, according to sources, he's trying to get his sentence commuted early. In Touch claims that he's, quote, begging the Academy to lift the ban, in part because he apologized, but also because the success of Bad Boys Ride or Die has proven he can still be a huge movie star. But there are two big obstacles standing in his way. First, not all members of the Academy have forgiven Will, and some still think he should have been arrested for what he did. And second, Chris Rock hasn't forgiven him. The source says, quote, the moment everybody is waiting for is for Chris and Will to publicly and genuinely bury the hatchet. That's going to give the Academy the confidence to revisit their decision. Now, there is no word that Will Smith has actually done this. This is just being reported on by a couple of people that they're reporting it. And I'm not going to call them journalists, though.
They're doing it for attention.
Yeah, I feel like that's what this is. Because I don't see Will Smith doing this under any circumstance.
Why would he?
He's got his Oscar. He got the Oscar that he wanted.
Well, is he going to get an Oscar for Bad Boys, what, 4? I doubt it. Why would he even try?
No, right. And honestly, he's kind of, like a lot of actors, especially an actor like Will, who have something to prove, to be honest. He didn't come into acting naturally. He worked at it. He struggled to get respected as an actor. Did a movie, 6 Degrees of Separation, back in the day. It was one of his first movies. It's a very serious role. He plays a man who cons a family into believing that he is the son of Sidney Poitier. And he's not. And it's an incredible movie, and he does an incredible job in it. And if you've seen it, you're like, okay, this kid's a thespian. He can act. And then, of course, later on, we'd see him in Ali and some other, The Pursuit of Happiness, and some incredible performances, including the one he won an Oscar for, playing Serena and Venus's dad. And he's a good actor, but he's kind of shown, okay, now you see. A Big Willie style. I can do this. I can act with anybody. I am Mr. 4th of July. Maybe even more than Tom Cruise had a longer stretch of 4th of July success and the big box office summer movie. What does he have to prove? What does he have to anybody except for maybe to himself, who still may have that chip on his shoulder? I don't know. If that's the case, then maybe there is a little bit of, hey, I want to be invited to the party everybody's invited to. And maybe a little bit of that. I don't know. I don't know him well enough. I don't think anybody really does other than him. But I will say the one thing that nobody's talking about with this. Man, this was a blessing in some ways. The Oscars are a drag. Now, would I turn down it? No, of course not. Obviously.
Of course not.
Have you heard me talk for 5 seconds on the air? Of course I wouldn't. But if you told me, hey, you can go to one award show and that's it in your lifetime, I think that I would probably, as much as I don't really have a lot of love for them, I might choose the Grammys or something like that just because of the music. But I would want to go to the SAG Awards. I'd want to go to the Screen Actor Guild Awards. That's the biggest
awards.
To me, that is bigger than an Oscar. I cannot say that with more confidence. That is a bigger award to receive than an Oscar. If I got one Screen Actor Guild Award and I got no Oscar nominations my whole career, you would see me dying with a big smile on my face. Because to me, there is nothing bigger than having your peers nominate you, let alone win something that they agreed on. The Oscars are so political. And they've messed this up so many times from left to right over the decades. And they've been doing this since the beginning. It's been a popularity contest for a long time. We've got plenty of examples of that. And it could be a drag. You're sitting there for 3 hours hoping your name is called. You know, and if you aren't even winning, if you're just a presenter, then you're just sitting there for the whole thing. It's a little bit like how sporting events have become for a lot of people. I could go to the game and I could experience it and not really see the field or the court very well. I have to pay $1 billion for parking and concessions and all this, or I can sit at home with my beautiful 12K TV, 50-incher or whatever, half of us have nowadays and everything. If I'm Will Smith, maybe I'm kind of, in conversation and interviews and everything. Yeah, I'm learning my lesson. I understand what the Academy did. But in my head, woo, I got that day off. I ain't got to be there. Jada, you go ahead. I can't go. I want to go. I do. I really do. But I can't make it. Why are you in your slippers? I might as well, right? I'm going to sit back and watch. I don't see this as a legitimate thing until we actually hear it from him. We have heard him say he's sorry, and I do think that there was a legitimate apology in him, but I don't think that it matters. Chris Rock's opinion is the one that matters.
Well, yeah, he was the one that was hit.
Yeah, yeah. And I can't believe that was 2 years ago. It can't be 2 years. How did that happen?
Time flies when you're having fun, James.
Yeah. Have you seen Anchorman, Melissa?
No, I haven't.
Okay. I wasn't sure. It's a fun movie if you like these kind of movies.
I'd like to see it at some point, but not enough to actually seek it out.
The first one was better than the second one. And the first one, I will say, has the greatest set of cameos I've ever seen in one scene in any movie ever. It's like a billion cameos in two scenes. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. That scene alone is actually kind of worth it to me, even if you just watch that scene. I'll send it to you if you want sometime.
Okay.
The movie Anchorman had to be completely rewritten and reshot. Yeah, the ending had to be. The whole climatic scene I don't want spoiler alerts. Okay, everybody. There's a panda, and if you've seen the movie, how it ends. I don't have to actually say it. In a new interview, Will Ferrell says that the movie originally ended with Christina Applegate's character getting kidnapped by a radical vigilante group and the rest of the news team coming to her rescue. But when they tested it with audiences, it flopped bad. Will Ferrell said, quote, "We just lost the audience. We had to basically reshoot the ending." I think that's kind of cool that he talked about this and admitted it. But I also think it's just a good note to people out there about how, as much as there's a lot of these producers and a lot of people in these rooms making these decisions that haven't talked to a real person in years, a lot of this still comes down to audience participation.
Yep.
They tested this like they do 99% of movies now. All right, 95% of movies nowadays have a test audience. And how that audience responds is what they go with. Now, that isn't necessarily fair because that audience is usually in a big market, a California, New York, or something like that. Mm-hmm. But even with that, I think that there is some... I think that there is almost still some innocence or some, personal inner.
And it gives the audience a voice.
Yeah, yeah. And it should be about that. The audience should have the number one voice. But I do think that
it shouldn't be about what the critics think or like.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. There is not one point in my life I have ever cared what one critic has said. Not one point.
As we've mentioned already today.
Yeah.
The opinions of critics don't really matter. It's what the public likes.
If you need a better example of this, look at the success of Rotten Tomatoes. Nobody has cared what a critic has said in decades as far as music or movies.
When a critic slams a movie, that's usually my sign to say, I probably like this one. I should check it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Because 99% of the time, that's my reaction to one that critics have completely slammed.
Yeah, half the time I don't agree with them either. And the other half of the time I wonder, well, who's in their pocket? Because that's what's happened to the critic game. When we were kids, it started to happen, and we didn't even know. But I'd wonder why Gene Shalit would like this horrible movie or something like that, or you know, one of these big-name critics. And sure enough, you find out, oh, yeah, they're being paid. Somebody's in their pocket. I will say Siskel and Ebert never took a penny from anybody. And those two, those are the last critic opinions I care about. And I didn't even agree with them half the time, but I respected where they came from and what they were talking about. There's a big difference of hearing somebody out and like, okay, I don't agree with them, but I'm glad to have heard their side of it. I like their angle on it. And these people that just, you're silly if you listen, if you watch this movie or listen to this song. Like, that goes back to what
they're
telling
you how to feel or think. That's not okay.
That is not a critic. And that is, and your opinion is only important to you.
Should be able to form your own opinion, not because somebody told you how to feel.
Yeah, yeah, I don't think it's asking a lot either. Yeah, and we're all critics. That's different.
We have critical minds because we can think.
I would rather ask my best friend Chris what he thinks of something than find out what some quote unquote professional thinks. You know, of something personally. I'll take my friends' opinions over any of these particular voices out there. And I say this being told by my agent all the time. You know, one day they could be critiquing a movie of yours. Good. Go ahead and let them try to say something bad about my performance. You go for right ahead. Go right ahead. I could care less about that. I do care about our rafters, though.
Yeah. Didn't they just get a win?
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
They did.
And a nice win, too. Nice win in Green Bay against the Rockers. We're looking to keep that going tonight as we invite the Rockers to Witter Field.
Yeah.
6:20 start time for that game. Keep in mind, we got a perfect lead into it for you. We have a tailgate, if you will, Playmakers tailgate edition. 5 to 6 will be here with Playmakers today, live and direct, taking your sports calls and feelings. Looking forward to talking with you today. I missed you on Monday. It'll be fun to hang out with you guys today. Seth will be in with us. Looking forward to that. That's going to be a fun show.
Yeah, Seth.
keep in mind, we got some fun things going on with your Rafters promo-wise. Tonight, Point Brewery presents the Boogie Bros.
Ooh.
Back for another year, Tiki Time is ready to provide the in-game entertainment for the evening, promising to have you leave the race with a smile on your face.
Nice.
It's also Winning Wednesday. If the Rafters win a Wednesday home game, fans that stick around until the final out will receive a voucher for a free bleacher seat to another game.
That was a lot of rhyming in all of that.
Yeah, there was.
Keep going.
It was kind of fun. Thursday, let's play two. We got a doubleheader for you on Thursday.
Ooh.
11:50, and boy, it's a big one, too, because we're playing Wausau.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Come on, boys.
Yeah. It's a doubleheader against Wausau. We'll be hosting Wausau Hitter at Winter Field. 11:50 will be the first game. And then you can look at, I was trying to do something. And the next game will be at 6:20, given that the first game ends, you know, at the normal time and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to look at the standings real quick for the Northwoods League. I thought I had this pulled up, but it is not on my computer. And I'm just pulling it up real quick here, everybody, hoping that the computer will work with me very fast, and it's not. So looking at the Great Lakes West Division that we sit in, and this is the second half of the season, keep in mind, everybody. The Wausau Woodchucks have already guaranteed a playoff spot for them after finishing first in the first half of the division. So now it is on the Rafters to finish in first place in this second half in order to make it into the playoffs. Mm-hmm. The Wausau is 5-1 on the season. Madison is 5-2. The Rafters are 4-3, sitting in third place.
All right.
So a game and a half behind. You can make some big dividends right now in these next two nights. Not only taking on Green Bay tonight, but that doubleheader
after a win.
Yes.
So they already got one under their belt. Keep going.
That doubleheader against Wausau is that much more important. It's a great opportunity. And Thursday is also going to be a fun night at the ballpark, not only because of this doubleheader, but the Wisconsin Rapids Convention and Visitors Bureau presenting Sports Commission Night.
Nice. And they just moved to their new location.
Yeah. Shout out to them. I hope they're enjoying the spot. I got to go over there and check it out. Meredith, Meredith and the gang over there have always been so good to me and this station. We love our friends over there.
Yes, indeed.
The Visitor Bureau, come out to Winter Field to see all the area sports organizations from youth to adult clubs. We'll have them all there for you. Hey. It's also Free Tuition Thursday, top of the third inning. One lucky Mid-State student has a chance to win free tuition.
That is so cool. Hmm. I love that they do that.
And then Friday, Mo Hill returns to Winterfield. Join us in welcoming Midwest League legend and Wisconsin Rapids twin player Mo Hill, who's number 24, is going to be retired at Winterfield. If you don't know the story of Mo Hill, I encourage you to look it up, not only for sports fans out there, but just people that like history and local history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Incredible individual, Mo Hill. Incredible. We're going to talk a little bit about him on Playmakers today. Looking forward to that. We'll get you ready for and get you understanding a little bit more of why the Rafters are doing this and why they're so excited to invite Mr. Hill to Winterfield.
To Winterfield, yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun. Back on where he started.
Mm-hmm. We'll have more on that for you today on Playmakers. Be sure to join us from 5 to 6 for Playmakers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Woo. Take a time out. When we come back, we're going to talk some local theater. Looking forward to that. Coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. Some ZZ Top playing us in.
Rock it.
One of my favorite things in music is hearing like singers that can harmonize so well. Mm-hmm. I always think of the Allman Brothers. That's a classic example to me. But there's a lot of great ones in R&B history and everything. But there's the idea of two guitar players being able to harmonize together, too. I don't think many bands did it better than ZZ Top.
Yeah.
One of the better bands at that, at being able to work together so well. Two amazing guitar players and just being able to play well together. There's a lot of good examples out there of that.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to get into some local theater with everybody right now. And coming to Pittsville is The Tin Woman by Sean Grennan.
Mm-hmm.
This heartwarming dramatic comedy inspired by a true story of a young woman's life is given an unexpected jumpstart through the gift of a donated heart. Her yearning to meet the still grieving family who made the donation results in an ending surprising to all. They've been working hard at this one, and they are ready to go.
They open on Friday.
Yes, yes. And very excited for them about this. I would love to... I am trying to zoom into the picture, and I can't. I'm trying very hard to, because I wanted to give a shout-out to the cast here. They got a really nice cast. And yes, they have shows July 12th, 13th, 19th, and...
14th. 12th, 13th, 14th, 19th, 20th, 21st.
And the print is too small. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Friday and Saturday shows are at 7:30, and the Sunday shows are at 2.
Encourage you to support the Pittsville Area Community Theater. They're good friends of ours. We support the work that they are doing, and we encourage you to support local arts.
Performances will be at the Margaret Warshall Grosky. Gronsky. Oh, my goodness. I slaughtered that so bad. I'm sorry, Margaret. Fine Arts Center.
She was doing her best James impression. It's not her fault.
Thanks,
it's a very
James.
Good impression. You did a nice job. I want to say real quick that I have mentioned many times since the article was published about Wisconsin finishing last in the union when it comes to funding the arts. Mm-hmm. They have heard us, not just us talking about it, of course, but others talking about this. I have talked to some of our representatives and some that necessarily won't go on the air with it, but have talked about this and talked about how they feel this as a black eye. They feel this as that's a mark on us. You don't want to be last in anything in the union. Especially when it comes to this.
Right.
Wisconsin has such an incredibly rich history of the creative arts.
And our community theaters are trying their best to keep it alive with very little funding.
And look at this. Like, there's a lot of things we ask you to support or back, and some of them cost a lot, or some of them take time out of your day or what have you. This one, all you got to do is go take in a show. Like, that's it. Spread the word, share it on your social media feeds, and go and take in a show. So for the price of that, you can not only sit there and be entertained and take in a great show from locals, people that you walk past or maybe know even. And you can know that in the back of your heart, in the front of your mind, and either way, that you are supporting local, that you are supporting the arts, and you are putting into it. You are being a positive in this otherwise rough time.
And I do believe that this is their 40th season.
Yeah.
Did I see that somewhere?
Yeah.
Let's say that it is their 40th season.
Let's make sure they get to a 41st, and let's support this show, The Tin Woman. And not for nothing, sounds like an incredibly original show.
Well, and I do have to say there's a couple of trigger warnings here with this one. It does deal with, you know, obviously death and loss of a child.
Mm-hmm.
And because this woman receives a heart transplant and it is dealing with, it's a heartrending show, but very, very good.
Yeah, and acted to perfection. This cast is doing an amazing job. Encourage you to check this one out.
Does have some comedy. They lighten it a little bit, but it deals with some pretty heavy topics.
Yeah. Find out more at Pittsville, at PittsvilleAct.org, PittsvilleAct.org, and support our friends over there.
You can find them on Facebook at PACT.
Yeah. Be sure to like that page and spread the word and share their posts on your social media feeds. And while you're at it, be sure to share the posts of Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater.
They open on Thursday.
Yes, newsies.
I got my ticket for Friday. I'm so excited.
Oh, right on. Very cool. Yep. A nice job by Gretchen and the gang. They got a great picture up right now of the cast from Newsies Junior. That looks great.
Some action shots. I mean, Gretchen's an amazing photographer.
Yeah.
But these kids look so good.
For many, many years, long before she was in the executive director position, Gretchen was basically our photographer at WRCT. And she's so good at it. I've actually talked to her about doing headshots for me before and stuff. That's how good she is. She can make me look good. She's Newsies Junior, again, as Melissa said, premieres tomorrow. They also have a show on the 12th and the 13th. The shows are a great show. They are seven, I believe.
Yep.
And you can go ahead and get your tickets at wrctheater.org or right there at the front desk day of.
And the Saturday show is at 2. But I would recommend buying your tickets ahead of time because there's not many left.
Yeah. This is a fantastic time to get them. And as Melissa said, not only that, but they're running out quick. People love to see these shows. And it's a big cast.
It's a huge cast.
All these kids' parents and family members are probably coming. So you know those tickets are going to go up quick. Be sure to get those tickets and support local and especially support these kids. As well, everything I said about supporting local theater, you get to feel when you're doing this with a kids show, you can also feel confident investing in the future. You are helping build the confidence of kids, which is only going to make our kids stronger going forward.
Yes, indeed. And in looking at Gretchen's post, one day ago, she said there's about 30 tickets per show left. 10 hours ago, she posted Friday's almost sold out. So yeah, get your tickets.
Get those tickets, everybody. WRCT's Hopo production for the youth is next up. It's a madhouse directed by the great Stephanie Horth.
That's right. Auditions are on the 15th, I believe, right?
Yeah, 5 to 7 over at the WRCT Auditorium. Bring the kids on over and check it out and see if they enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And now's not a bad time to get your season tickets for the 25th, for what will be the 50th season for WRCT.
50th season. That's so crazy.
I have been fortunate to be a part of almost, since 98, I want to say, 97, 98, I've been doing shows. My corpse, I think, was 97 or 98. So wow. I've been a part of the theater since then. And it's one of the greatest humbling experiences. That's my home. I love that place. So I have no journalistic integrity on this one. But I will say...
it is a beautiful theater.
You got a 50th season coming up. You want a banger of four main stage shows. And boy, did they do a great job. A tip of the hat to the the selection committee.
Yeah, the lineup is awesome.
Drinking Habits kicks off the whole season. That's going to be a fun one, directed by John Young. Their Christmas show is going to be Irving Berlin's White Christmas.
They're going to be doing a musical, which is so exciting. They haven't, I think, done one, at least for quite some time.
Get those voices ready, everybody, and bring yourselves down to audition for that one. More the merrier. It's going to be great. Their winter production will be Arsenic and Old Lace. And
such
I know
a classic.
Yeah. I know I've been joking about this one that, don't bother auditioning. I got this role. But I'm kidding. I'm just joking. Everybody should come out to audition. And look, I might be too old to play Mortimer. I don't know. Come and try out. I know it's a dream role of mine. And I'm not going to ever lie to the audience. I hope the best man wins. No, I want to win. I want that role.
Of course.
But Stephanie is much smarter than I am and much better at this. And she is directing it. and she will make the right call.
Oh my goodness,
and
she's going to have so much fun with that show.
And Stephanie gets a lot of people auditioning for her show. So yeah. This is it's a classic.
She is so much fun to work with.
As a side note, I will say, if you have not gotten to see her, it's been a while since you've watched the Cary Grant movie, Arsenic and Old Lace, do yourself a favor, watch it. It holds up. It's still such a beautiful, funny movie. And it's my favorite Cary Grant performance, and that's saying something, because I love every single thing that man ever did. And we wrap up the WRCT 50th season with Noises Off. A classic, one of, honestly, if it wasn't for Arsenic and Old Lace, that would be the one I'm auditioning for, because it's such a feather in the cap on your resume, and it's such an amazing show to be a part of with all the stage stuff and everything else. And they have got the perfect director for this one, Melissa Kay.
I am so excited to make my directorial debut with Noises Off. I actually saw this show, James, on a stage in London.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Nice.
When I think I was 19, 18, 19, around there, or maybe I was 20. I went to London for a week with a friend who, our third friend, all my friends from high school, the two I keep in touch with, one was studying abroad. And so we went and spent a week there with her in London and got to see so much amazing theater, and Noises Off was one of them. And that it is such an amazing show. It's funny, it's fast paced. You're going to be on the edge of your seat the whole time trying to keep track of what's going on.
It's an incredible show. There is nothing but fun in that show, and it still holds up. It's still one of those ones that people are doing still and enjoying, and audiences love. This is going to be a fun one. We'll talk certainly more about it as we get closer to it, Melissa.
Yeah, that's a long ways away.
Yeah, and yes, keep that in mind.
But get your season tickets now, because it's such an amazing season, and you're not going to want to miss a single show.
Yeah, you get those tickets now. You can pick your seating a little bit better. You can really choose where you want to be in this one and enjoy. And again, you are supporting local, and we appreciate that. We will take a time out, check in with some news. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about, do you like pina coladas?
Do you like pina coladas?
I can't think of how the song goes. Do you like getting caught in the rain? Do you like getting caught in the rain?
I like pina coladas.
I do. I like both. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you on this. We'll come back and have some more fun. Melissa and James taking you through your morning on WFHR. Yeah. All of our bumpers should be like this. Little Steely Dan to play Melissa and James in. I just almost said Seth. I know I did. I almost did it. I was going to shout out Seth for putting it in the bumpers, and I mushed it together.
Seth is with us in spirit.
Yes, I'm so sorry for that, Melissa. We appreciate the audience joining us. Thanks so much, everybody. And I do, before we dive into Pina Colada Day, I do want to send a big shout out to our great friends, our Civic Media family members, Jane, Matt, Nair, and of course Greg Bach, host and co-host of Matt Nair on Air, a show that you can catch every Monday through Friday right after our morning show from 10 to noon.
Yes.
They do an amazing job, and I love both of them very much. I'm a big fan of both of their works for very individual reasons that come together when they work together. I think they're a great fit. We started something yesterday that we're going to be doing on Director's Cut, the Civic Series, where we're going to let the audience kind of get to know a lot of us and our civic media brethren a little bit better.
Oh, so it's not a civics class?
Dang it, I knew I'd messed that up. That's why all those people were asking me if they could sign up for that class. Oh, man. No, if you're going to do something like this, you got to come out the gate hot. You got to come out the gate strong.
No, way better than with Jane and Greg.
Yeah. And they were amazing. Every expectation or hope I had for that interview was blown away in the first couple of seconds. Got to know a couple of things that even doing my homework, I didn't know about either one of them. And it was a lot of fun. We're looking forward to that episode of Director's Cut premiering this Sunday. Look for that 5 to 6 this Sunday, and Director's Cut every Sunday with our amazing Sunday lineup that we've been getting a lot of positive feedback on, everybody. We appreciate.
Excellent.
Just want to thank Jane and Greg for joining us. Looking forward to having more guests on as we go forward. We're going to interview our staff here. We'll have a episode where we have Chuck and Pam on with us.
Yeah.
And then we'll have Melissa and Seth. And
why do I gotta be with Seth?
and we will have. It was the only way to keep you guys, busy and separated at the same time, because it's separate interviews. It's a great thing that you bring up because each interview will be separate. We'll spend 20 minutes, half an hour with one guest, and another half an hour with the other. So, okay. And then we will have, Laura, our newest team member around here, and we're going to have Tim Hubbell, the polka guy, on with us.
Woohoo! All right.
So we're looking forward to this. And, of course, I'm going to reach out to other civic media personalities and see if we can get them on. Going to try to get Sage on with us, see how that goes.
Ooh.
Sage has joined us on the air before, so it wouldn't be that far-fetched, but we're looking forward to that.
It's just that he's so busy.
That's the catch, yes. trying to get the owner of the company who's literally up at night trying to help us with tech stuff.
Answering emails. And texts. And
yeah.
Yes.
I don't like to distract him. I don't like to bother him any more than we have to. Yeah. But, so we're looking forward to this and appreciate the audience's feedback on that. Even before an episode is premiered, I've heard some really good feedback from you guys, and we appreciate that. Do want to remind you, Director's Cut is your creative palette. It is your ability to go ahead and send us your creatives, or if you're a creative, reach out to us, and we'll get you on the show.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We'd love to talk to you. They'd love to talk to you. I'm not part of that.
Reach out to us, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us, and I'd love to have you on the show, everybody. It is Pina Colada Day, and a survey for it found almost everyone thinks it's a relaxing drink option, but only on vacation. That was the catch.
I can't say that that's one I typically order.
Not a lot of us are unwinding with one at the end of a long work day.
Only time I did that was when I was in Hawaii, but I was on vacation, so that doesn't count.
60% say a tropical drink puts them in a vacation state of mind, but just 35% would order a pina colada when not on vacation, so it really is a vacation drink.
Mm-hmm. I think I've ordered a pina colada once in the last year at a Mexican restaurant, just like having dinner on a Friday night.
I did this once to annoy a friend of mine. he was sitting here talking about how this is a manly drink and only men drink this and blah blah blah, and we're looking
James
at it.
Orders the most fruity drink he can find.
Yep. I come from a machismo family. I understand this mindset and everything, and I always look for opportunities to push back on it.
Yeah.
Like I find it be one of the more silly things in life that something is more silly. It makes you more of a man because you drink this kind of drink. Like, get out of here, man. Like, you know what a man is? Somebody that doesn't need that stuff to prove that they're a man. Somebody that doesn't have to prove that they're a man.
No, and does the things they want to do just because they like them.
Because you like it, because that's who you are. Yeah.
Masculine or feminine.
I don't think there's anything more manly than being an individual.
Yeah.
The poll was done by Hilton because they invented pina coladas back in the 1950s.
Hey.
Or one of their bartenders came up with the recipe.
More than likely,
in theory.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A ton of cocktail books mentioned the drink as far back as the 1920s, though.
Wow.
But a bartender named Ramon Mariano came up with the official, quote, official recipe for a blended one at a Hilton resort in Puerto Rico in 1954.
Mm-hmm. This is the pushback I have with pina coladas, is that they are blended. It's why I usually pick a margarita, because you can get it on the rocks.
Ah, yeah. The poll also asked this about the song, and there are more than a few pina colada haters out there. Given the option, 82% would take a pina colada, while only 18% prefer getting caught in the rain.
I guess I'm part of that 18%.
Me too. I enjoy
that. I mean, it depends on the day. Mm-hmm. If I spend a long time on my hair, I don't want to get caught in the rain.
Right,
but I also keep two umbrellas in my car for that very reason.
And this is interesting. If you're under the age of 40, you might not believe this, but there is a time when personal checks were all the rage before you could pay with your phone or watch. Remember personalized checks?
You could get like Disney characters on your check.
I remember my mother and father kind of not really fighting, but debating. No, I want this style of check. No, I want this one on my check and stuff. but now the world's slowest method of payment is dying out. Mm. That is, and I disagree with that. That is not the slowest method of payment. The slowest method of payment is change. As somebody who has worked in customer service, I will take a check over. Paying in change is the slowest way to pay.
I think they mean slowest as in for the business to get their money.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it has to clear the bank.
Yeah.
Although they have gotten away from that, where they run a check through a reader and it does it automatically.
That's true. I didn't think about that. Yeah. Target has just announced that they will no longer accept personal checks starting next Monday.
Whoa.
They say it shouldn't upset too many people because they were taking in extremely low volumes of checks anyway. Mm-hmm. They didn't elaborate on the decision, but obviously no one likes seeing someone pull a checkbook out of their pocket, so that probably played a role. I've been in a hurry plenty of times and seen this happening, and it has never bothered me once.
No, it doesn't take that long to write.
It really isn't that big.
Anybody who has a checkbook still knows how to write in cursive.
I honestly think that some of these things are either a kind of like a cultural or a media produced thing, or some of it is just, you know, personal and people just, haven't.
Let's start a campaign to get rid of checks.
Yeah.
Guess what? They still have their place, especially in rural areas.
Yes. Yeah.
Because these Targets are not in rural areas for the most part. They're in bigger cities.
Well, and
we don't even have a Target in Wisconsin Rapids.
You know, we ask a lot of our seniors. And the world is changing every second. And we ask them, hey, adapt. Hey, go ahead and adapt right now. Go ahead. Yeah, this stuff that you've never even thought of or heard of before, that you probably didn't even think were possible in your lifetime, it is. Yeah. And not only that, but we're all changing to it, so now you have to.
Like, now we want you to pay for stuff with your cell phone.
Yeah. It's as if these people don't realize that they one day will be seniors themselves and in these situations. I think we can. I don't. We're America, baby. We can do it all. I don't believe that we have to do one or the other. I think we can do what I think a lot of businesses are doing, a slower transition. Mm-hmm. There may be a day where nobody's writing personal checks. Wait until then. Yeah. As long as there's two people still doing it, I think it's still worth keeping around, as silly as that might sound.
Well, and Target itself cannot just get rid of checks across the board. They can no longer accept them, sure. There are plenty of businesses that don't accept checks.
Yeah.
They state it right there. There's businesses that don't accept credit cards. And all they'll take is cash or check.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, I think it's up to each business individually what they want to do. And if a giant big corporation like Target wants to say no more checks, well, fine. I'll go somewhere else.
Yeah, and to that point, Melissa, there are plenty of places like Walmart that do still accept checks. It is probably a matter of time before they are phased out, but that is down the line. A recent survey of about 1 in 5 people over 66 write several checks each month, but about half of the people under 55 don't write a single check every year. So eventually this will phase out, and when it does, then we can all agree, okay, we don't really need this anymore.
But there's a lot of people over 66.
None of us are here without that generation.
No.
Or generations without those people. No. One of the least things we can do is try to give them a good ease into the next act. I don't think that's asking a lot. And it's not, because we can do it. We're doing it currently. We know we can do it because we're currently doing it. I don't understand the pushback on some of this stuff, this quickness to get rid of certain things. It's not messing with life that much. If it is, I question how you run your business. Because that shouldn't be.
Target.
Yeah, and I love Target. I'm a big fan of Target, actually. I usually shop when I could shop there. I don't shop there very often anymore, but when I lived in Illinois, I shopped at Target more than Walmart or anything else.
And out of the three big, well, I consider them the three big ones because they're kind of big around us, I would choose Kohl's
first
and foremost because of their history and the good things that they've done for employees in this state. They don't carry food, but... For the other things, I choose Kohl's.
I'm with you. I'm a big fan of Kohl's, and I think actually a good story of the day is what's happened with Kohl's. Now, I haven't looked necessarily at their stock prices, but I know that during the pandemic, they were struggling a bit, and it does seem like things have improved there. They did some changes. They did some things, and it does look like it has somewhat. I couldn't give you the actual numbers on that or anything.
I haven't heard myself, but I just know that, you know, the more we patronize a business, the better they do.
Yeah.
So I try to buy local as much as I can from mom and pop shops, but if I got to pick a bigger department store, usually I try to go to Kohl's when I can.
I'm with you, and I really try my best, especially locally in town. I buy from places that put back into this community. Mm-hmm. I like supporting those that support this community, and that's a big deal to me. So,
I have to tell you, I had a really amazing lunch at Shawley downtown Wisconsin Rapids.
Great spot.
I got their bento box. Mm. It comes with two entrees.
Nice, nice.
And egg rolls and rice. It was so good, James. It was amazing.
That sounds good.
I've never been blown away by a Chinese dish the way I was by their, I don't even know how to say it. I think it was Japanese, but it was the beef. It started with a D. That's all I got. But it was so good.
Very cool. Very cool. Go check that out, everybody. Mm-hmm. And we'll come back and you can check out of That Ain't Right story and some good stories of the day and some local good stuff. When we come back, Melissa and James going to wrap up the show, a morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here. Got a That Ain't Right story to touch on before we wrap up with some local good stuff. A man in California went to a bar in San Diego area called the Cantalina Lounge a while back, and when he was closing his $24.50 tip, the screen gave him four suggested tips: 20%, 25%, 50%, and 100%.
Whoa.
There were also buttons for a custom tip and no tip. The guy was so appalled that he took a photo of it, and it's going viral. Naturally, some commentators say that that's a little messed up because if someone
accidental,
because if someone isn't looking closely or thinking clearly, they could inadvertently tip a lot more than they meant to.
Yeah.
No one from the lounge has commented, so it's unclear if those choices or if they were somehow
they were supposed to be that way,
pre-programmed that way, or something else. For what it's worth, the guy posted his actual receipt as well as which shows that he ended up tipping 20%. But he also said that he doesn't know why he even tipped at all, and the rest of the night he tipped 0% in response.
Well, yeah, because if you're paying every time you buy a drink,
and
you're expected to tip every time on your card.
And this is the thing that really bothers me about this everybody asking for a tip thing is that now it's getting the people that are already on the fence about tipping, which is messed up, but we'll move on. They're like, okay, so I don't tip the gas station attendant, but now I'm also not going to tip the waitress, and that's messed up. There are two very different worlds going on here. There are people that are paid minimum wage or better, which obviously isn't enough to live on, as we've touched on many times.
Which a lot of places have increased themselves, which is great.
Yes. But then there are the people that are also in dire need and survive on these tips, and it's part of their income from their employers. They take that in consideration when paying them. So it's not the same thing, not tipping them. And that is the true That Ain't Right story.
Yes, agreed. I agree with that. It needs to change.
Yeah, and we've all got to adjust on that and be better about it.
If you have never been a waiter or a waitress, try it sometime.
I couldn't do it. I'll tell you right now, I couldn't
do it.
It's
hard work, James.
Yeah, I would not be good at it. I watched my Aunt Marion do it for 30 years and marveled at her the whole time.
You talk about the job you're doing right now being spinning plates.
It literally
waitresses spin plates.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I worked in my first, technically my first real job was working at KFC. And I was not good at it. I could cook, but I couldn't keep up the pace. I couldn't clean as fast as everybody either. CC, what I was saying earlier about being a neat freak, and some of that stuff. I have such admiration. My sister worked in the service industry. She worked at Culver's for many years. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of respect for anybody that can do that work and know
any
that
kind of service jobs. They're hard.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't get enough appreciation.
A couple local good stories I want to talk about. The breakfast-only meals that are being available for free meals for kids. These meals are available to all children 18 years of age and under. The breakfast available is only going to be available today and tomorrow. Those will be the final days for that. That is available over at Lincoln High School at 1801 16th Street South from 7:30 to 8:30. So today's might have wrapped up, but you got one more chance tomorrow. If you know anybody that could use that meal, please make sure they're there.
Yes.
And lunches will go on till August. Lunches are available Monday through Friday at Mead Park near the Splash Pad until August 16th from 11:30 to 12:30. And over at Witter Park near the shelter outside of the Aquatic Center up until August 16th, 11:30 to 12:30.
It's awesome that they're doing this.
Yeah, a big thank you to them for doing it. That's some of the best work being done in this community. Mm-hmm. And it's bingo!
Bingo! It's Wednesday!
Wednesday, and that means bingo at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge number 693. Their doors open at 5. Bingo kicks off at 6:30. Join them at 430 West Jackson Street in Wisconsin Rapids. I mentioned supporting those that support us. Man, the Elks Lodge, they sure do that.
And you know, James, we've talked about these team building things we're going to do. We're going to do them. We're going to do it. I'm holding your feet to the fire.
Please do.
Like I told them over at Edge VR, we're doing that, and we should do bingo.
Oh, yeah.
Because how fun would that be?
That would be a lot of... Oh, we got it. You're right. That would be a lot of fun. We definitely got to do that. Our good friends at Milkweed Market in the ODC have a great summer creating Connect series where you can pick your project, pay, and paint. Every Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 2, they do this. All ages are welcome. Just drop in. No reservation required. Beat the boredom blues this summer and go create with them.
How fun. We provide everything, right?
Yeah, yeah. They're at 1191 Huntington Avenue, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. And when you're doing this, you're also supporting the ODC and the amazing work that they do in this community. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to find out more, reach out to our friend, Brooke. You can reach her at bporter@odcinc.com. bporter@odcinc.com. And keep in mind that website of the ODC, odcinc.com. We got Rafter Baseball coming up a little later. We've got, before that, a Midday Magazine, a really good one lined up for you. In part one, our good friends from Family Natural Foods, Stephen and Katrina Hittner, are going to join us.
Awesome.
And in part two, Kim Shields from Encourage will be with us. And we're going to be talking about investment in Wisconsin's 2019 Distinguished Foundation Partner. And we'll also have some of the kids from Girl Scouts joining us as well.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a great interview. We're looking forward to that. Melissa, great show today. Have a good one.
You too, James. Take care.
Be good to each other, and we'll talk to you sooner than later right here at...
Pat Kreitlow. Thursday morning includes our Women Win Wisconsin segment, powered by...
That is not what I meant to do.
This week with State Assembly Rep Francesca Hong. Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.